Lunchtime is next here on WRCO, and we'll check out some notes on local and area football scores for the weekend, details on home talent this weekend, and the Brewers with another win today.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Last night's high school football games, Ithaca Weston, a win against Riverdale, 14-0. Richland Center, 40. Viroqua, 12. Evansville over River Valley, 29-7. It was Hillsboro getting the win against Boscobel, 45-13. Fenimore, 26. Iowa Grant, 20. Belleville with a win against Lancaster, 36-22. Aquinas over Prairie du Chien, 24-13. Platteville, 40. Mauston, 18. Mineral Point, 28-14 over Dodgeville. Cashton, 27. Waseca Steuben Seneca, 0. Royal over Westby, 22-18. Cuba City, 27-20 over Potosi Cashville among the scores. One score today, Darlington with a win against St. Mary Springs, 35-0. Home Talent Baseball Sunday League playoffs tomorrow in the tournament's quarterfinals, Evansville at Columbus. Also, Sun Prairie is at Fort Atkinson, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Ashton, and Cross Plains plays at Verona. Home Talent League Tournament semifinals on Sunday, August 30th, and the Home Talent Tournament title games on Sunday, September 6th. Elsewhere in sports, Jake Bowers capped a marathon plate appearance with a tie-breaking two-run home run. Logan Henderson pitched six strong innings, and the Brewers defeated the Braves 4-1 today. The Brewers have won six of their last seven. Atlanta has lost five of six. Bowers fouled off seven straight pitches before hitting a two-run, two-out home run that capped Milwaukee's three-run third inning. Henderson has not allowed more than three runs in any of his 18 starts. Brewer pitcher Brandon Woodruff says his latest shoulder injury will not require surgery. That represents a notable change of plans for the two-time All-Star, who has dealt with multiple arm issues. This development creates at least maybe a slight chance Woodruff could pitch again this season. The prospect of a 2026 return remains unlikely, though. Woodruff was fully intending to have surgery as soon as possible to increase the likelihood he could return at least by late 2027. Scans taken a month ago after he last pitched showed significant signs of improvement that indicates surgery is not necessary. Dodger president Stan Kasten has addressed online speculation about the team's future under owner Mark Walter. He stated the Dodgers are not for sale and no process has been started to sell the team. Bo Nix had a successful return in Denver's 33-13 preseason loss to Green Bay. After recovering from a broken right ankle, he connected with R.J. Harvey for a 21-yard touchdown pass and Jalen Waddle for 35 yards in the loss. Nix completed 6 of 9 passes for 76 yards and the touchdown. Jordan Love led Green Bay on a 12-play, 63-yard opening drive, ending with an 11-yard touchdown pass. Riley Moss recovered a fumble, but it was negated after a review, and he left with a rib injury. The Packers now 1-1 on the preseason season. And a federal appeals court has temporarily halted a court order that would have granted thousands of athletes an extra year of eligibility. This decision comes just 8 days before the college football season begins. The lawsuit was filed by players who graduated high school in 2022 and were not included in the NCAA's new rule granting most players 5 years of eligibility. The ruling puts a hold on the situation until the appeal can be fully heard. The NCAA argues that fairness is subjective, as current athletes and schools have already built their rosters based on existing rules. With sports, I am Phil Nee.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.